I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, Lawrence Miller talks to his son Michael Miller about Michael's great-grandfather immigrating from Mexico to work in the American automobile industry.
I know part of why we wanted to do this is we want to talk about Grandpa Tony, but I just want to start off by saying no one really believes me if I ever say I'm part Mexican.
Well, it's interesting because when I grew up, I didn't think much about being Hispanic. I didn't think of myself at all that way, even though we lived in Mexico when I was very young. And there was my grandfather, Anton B. Subia, and we just called him Grandpa Tony. He was a really interesting immigrant story. He was born in 1895, and probably when he was late teens or early 20s or something like that. We don't really know. He decided he wanted to work in the United States, and he wanted to work in the automobile industry in particular. And so he and his cousin, Pablo, really made the trek. And best as I can understand, it took them about a year to go north. And they would stop in different cities and work for a while. It's also where they learned to speak English on the way, because they obviously didn't have a schooling that brought them the English language. They had to learn it as they went. And they wound up going to Chicago, and Tony went to a trade school and got a certificate as a draftsman. So once he had that, he went to Detroit and got on with Ford Motor Company. And
I know you would say this is contested by other family members, but like, what's your mother's kind of telling of?
She said that when Tony got to Detroit, he figured out where Henry Ford would have lunch occasionally, and basically just went up to him and told him who he was and showed him his certificate and said he wanted to go to work for Ford Motor, and he was hired. Well, he was hired by Ford Motor, and that's the truth of it. The part about meeting Henry Ford was, I think, something that my mother kind of concocted. One thing that I really liked to do with Grandpa Tony was a few times a year he would take me with him, probably during the summer when I wasn't in school, and we were able to walk down the assembly line. And that was a big deal for me to be able to go with him to see the cars being made and that kind of thing.
When I know it's, you know, several steps down, and I never got to, you know, meet him, or, you know, like, I really appreciate getting to talk with you, you know, about Grandpa Tony and learning a lot more about him.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity too, Michael.
That was Michael Miller and his father, Lawrence. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at WUTC.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.